question ended in bad stories. Everyone who was gay in the movies died. They died badly. Everyone who didn't go to college ended up dying in a mine accident or something. Those were the movies that I was watching. So I went along kind of under the radar. I tried not to make any noise, because if I did, I would just get more negative input. By the time I got to my senior year in high school, and I backtracked just a little bit, very permissive culture, New York State, drinking age was 18. I had a kitchen job. My boss did the wrong math. He was also an alcoholic. And at age 16, I was hired on as a full-time bartender. Now, the bar was directly next to the school, so I was a hero in my senior year in this class. And I wasn't really paying attention to school, because school was just too much work. And I got to the end of my senior year, and I had a great skill. I was a bartender, an 18-year-old bartender, and with a couple years behind me, and nothing else. I had a straight D average, and I had to get out of town. And I was either going to join the military, which was not going to happen, or go to college, which was a hard thing to find with a D average. But it worked. I found a school that was really far away from my family, because they were the source of my problems. There's my Al-Anon qualification. They were the source of my problems, and I was going to pull a geographic. I found Santa Rosa Junior College accepted D students from out of state. Yeah. And I enrolled in Santa Rosa Junior College, and I knew where the school was because I had a job on campus, but I didn't really attend any classes. And I put up that charade for about a year. The Sonoma County Sheriff and I had a few discussions, and I decided it was easier to live closer to the source. So my first choice was to move to a rural town with a tourist community that was gay. And that was seasonal, and everyone disappeared, and they had a lot more money than I did, and it was a bad match. So I moved to San Francisco, and I found that in 1980, 82, San Francisco was a very different city than it is today. There was a lot of opportunity. People were leaving the city. AIDS was scaring people away. And I got a cheap apartment in the Tenderloin. It was great, and I was near all the bars that didn't proof anybody. And I got a crappy job in retail, and this was fantastic, because the other good news for me was that my favorite band lived just up the road, the Grateful Dead. So party was on at all times. And I didn't have to leave town to go on tour anymore. I could stay in town, and they would come to town every 3 months, and they would put on five or six shows, and I could... And my huge circle of friends, it was wonderful. You didn't have to remember anyone's name. Everyone's name was Dude. And everybody had drugs. They were happy to give it out. And drugs weren't really my favorite. I still was a fan of alcohol. Alcohol did it for me. When I moved to California, I was very disappointed because the drinking age was 21. So I moved on to marijuana for a little while. The marijuana in upstate New York in the 70s versus the marijuana in California was vastly different. And for a very brief time, that marijuana worked. And then I developed a capacity that didn't work, and I dropped off. So the alcohol kept working for me the way nothing else did. And everything else that I tried, the same thing would happen. I would develop a capacity, it would no longer work, and I'd go back to alcohol. My alcohol consumption was steadily going up, but everything else would peak and crash, peak and crash. And I developed this kind of low-grade, small, shrinking life. My life was getting smaller and smaller, but it wasn't horrible. It wasn't great, fantastic. It wasn't terrible, it was just an overcast. It was a constant overcast. It became a Groundhog's Day. I had a regular habit. I would go out every night after work. I was a manager of this stupid print shop, and I would have, my managerial skills was to smoke as many cigarettes during the day, fire somebody once in a while, and lock the door at night. And I would go out, and I would have good intentions. I'd say, all right, I'm gonna wake up in my own bed. I'm only gonna have one drink. I'm going to be good. And that never happened. I would wake up in a strange bed. I'd probably used a fake name. I don't know. I'd walk of shame. I'd go back to work. Same thing. And meanwhile, I'm really trying hard to find a relationship. And I define a relationship at that time. What I was really seeking for was a caretaker. I was looking for someone to take care of me that I could exploit. Usually someone a little older, probably someone with some more money, maybe ability to travel and to keep me, because I wasn't being discovered by talent scouts. No one was knocking on my door. I wasn't signing contracts. I didn't find that bag of money that was mentioned in the big book. It just wasn't happening. So a friend of mine who lived in San Francisco, who knew me from the East Coast, He was trying to get into the movie business, and he wasn't getting anywhere, and he said to me, hey, look, we both come from a drinking background. I've noticed that people are really getting far in life. They're networking in this thing called AA. And he was going to go sell scripts, and I was going to go find someone to take care of me. Fantastic. So I go to my first AA meeting in the Castro, and this was